In the other direction, beyond Reg's deathly neighbour, was Watkin, the classics professor, a man of terrifying dryness and oddity. His heavy, rimless glasses were almost solid cubes of glass, within which his eyes appeared to lead independent existences like goldfish. His nose was straight enough and ordinary, but beneath it he wore the same beard as Clint Eastwood. His eyes gazed swimmingly around the table as he selected who was going to be spoken at tonight. He had thought that his prey might be one of the guests, the newly appointed head of Radio 3, who was sitting opposite, but unfortunately he had already been ensnared by the music director of the college and a professor of philosophy. These two were busy explaining to the harassed man that the phrase "too much Mozart" was, given any reasonable definition of those three words, an inherently self-contradictory expression, and that any sentence which contained such a phrase would be thereby rendered meaningless and could not, consequently, be advanced as part of an argument in favour of any given programme scheduling strategy. The poor man was already beginning to grip his cutlery too tightly. His eyes darted about desperately looking for rescue, and made the mistake of lighting on those of Watkin. "Good evening," said Watkin with smiling charm, nodding in the most friendly way and then letting his gaze settle glassily onto his bowl of newly arrived soup, from which position it would not allow itself to be moved. Yet, let the bugger suffer a little. He wanted the rescue to be worth at least a good half-dozen radio talk fees. Beyond Watkin, Richard suddenly discovered the source of the little girlish giggle that had greeted Reg's conjuring trick. Astonishingly enough, it was a little girl. She was about 8 years old, with blonde hair and a glum look. She was sitting, occasionally kicking pettishly at the table leg. "Who's that?" Richard asked Reg in surprise. "Who's what?" Reg asked Richard in surprise. Richard inclined a finger surreptitiously in her direction. "The girl," he whispered. "The very, very little girl. Is it some new maths professor?" Reg peered round at her. "Do you know?" he said in astonishment. "I haven't the faintest idea. Never known anything like it. How extraordinary." At that moment the problem was solved by the man from the BBC, who suddenly wrenched himself out of the logical half-Nelson into which his neighbours had got him, and told the girl off for kicking the table. She stopped kicking the table, and instead kicked the air with redoubled vigour. He told her to try and enjoy herself, so she kicked him. This did something to bring a brief glimmer of pleasure into her glum evening, but it didn't last. Her father briefly shared with the table at large his feelings about babysitters who let people down, but nobody felt able to run with the topic.